Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The Philadelphia Bar Association is recommending that voters say yes to all five statewide judges seeking retention in the November election. But it does not recommend retaining five of the 18 city judges up for retention. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Matt Olish of the Campaign for Qualified Judges says the Bar Association has a thorough process for vetting candidates.
It involves evaluating the materials that are submitted by candidates for retention. There's also a poll of the legal community regarding the work of each retention candidate.
He says three common pleas judges, Scott DiClaudio, Frank Palumbo, and Lyris Young, were not recommended because they didn't participate.
I think it begs the question of why someone isn't submitting to the process.
A fourth, family court judge Dane Gray, was not recommended for reasons Olish said the bar does not disclose for confidentiality reasons.
Gray did not respond to a request for comment. A Philadelphia man has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and making an illegal monetary transaction. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 46-year-old Jonathan Barach admitted running a fraud scheme in which he raised $3 million from lenders between 2017 and 2021 for short-term real estate opportunities that did not exist. Instead, he used the money for personal expenses and moved large sums of cash through his casino accounts and sports betting firms. Some money raised from his later victims was used to repay earlier victims, but more than $1.4 million was never repaid. Barach is scheduled for sentencing in September 2026, faces a maximum of 30 years in prison. A ransomware group is claiming responsibility for a cyber attack on Pennsylvania's Attorney General's office last month. KYW's Connor Barkon the details.
In a post on its leak site, the ransomware group Inc. says it stole 5.7 terabytes of data and published sample files to back up the claim. The August 11th breach knocked out the AG's email, phones, and computer systems, delaying both criminal and civil cases. Attorney General Dave Sunday says no ransom has been paid and announced services were being restored on August 18th. His office is notifying people that their personal information may have been affected.
The Attorney General's office says it cannot comment at this time because of the ongoing investigation. Haddon Heights is in the process of updating local and zoning ordinances to clear the way for the town's first ever liquor licenses. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with the mayor about what to expect in the coming months.
Voters approved liquor licenses in a non-binding referendum in the last election, and Haddon Heights Mayor Zachary Houck says they're working through the legal process of setting that up now with a planning group writing the ordinances.
Those ordinances we're hoping will be introduced before the end of the year and adopted, which would go through a normal process, allowing for additional feedback from the public through public hearings.
State law would limit the town of 8,500 to just two licenses based on the rule of one per 3,000 residents. Mayor Houck would like to see a few more, but that doesn't seem to be in the cards for now. He does see this as an opportunity to build something special.
Create some really unique restaurant spaces here on our downtown and draw people from out of town to Haddon Heights.
The bidding is expected to open sometime early next year. After nearly five decades, a popular Delaware County run is coming to an end. But as KYW's Justin Udo reports, there's still time to take part in their last race.
Sunday, October 26 marks the 48th and final Radnor Run.
We are celebrating 240 miles and one unforgettable finish.
American Lung Association Executive Director Caroline Hutchinson says the run has been about more than just pounding the pavement.
Over the last 20 years, we've raised $1.75 million through the Radnor Run, but we've also awarded nearly $4.24 million to local lung disease research.
Hutchinson says the Lung Association recently went through some organizational changes, which includes cutting different events.
I am really sad to see the event go, but we are planning to spend more time and energy towards our mission of research, education, and advocacy around lung disease in and around Greater Philadelphia.
Registration is open at radnorrun.com. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.